Relief funding for residents and businesses affected by last month's severe storms and flash flooding is available through the U.S. Small Business Administration.
SBA's disaster program is the largest direct loan program and the only SBA program for entities other than small businesses.
That's Ayanna Green Garrett, Public Affairs Specialist with the SBA. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, August 28th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says biofuels need reinforcement after years of small refinery waivers forced corn producers and ethanol distillers to take a big economic hit. Tim Shelley reports.
Duckworth, an Illinois Democrat, says she's talking to the Biden campaign about making biofuels a plank of his platform.
We cannot regrow our economy. We cannot grow our nation and build our nation back better if we don't invest in ag.
Duckworth says there were 40 small refinery waivers from biofuel requirements issued by the U.S. EPA last year.
I think the EPA is actually undermining the renewable fuel standards and the mandates. I think they've done everything that they can to basically kill the ethanol industry.
She says she wants to end the Trump administration's small refinery waivers to grow back ethanol production capacity. She also has ideas for expanding the industry.
We want to move beyond where we are right now, but actually have more ethanol mixed into the fuel supply on a year-round basis as well as trying to sell more of it overseas.
The ethanol industry generates more than $5.2 billion a year for the state, according to the Illinois Renewable Fuel Association trade group. I'm Tim Shelley.
The senator also talked to Peoria city leaders earlier this week about how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting the city's bottom lines and about what the federal government can do to assist municipalities. For more on that story, go to WCBU.org. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County area health officials reported 45 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Thursday, bringing the region's total to 3,556 since the start of the pandemic. No new deaths were reported. A contaminated brownfield site in South Peoria will soon be cleaned up for potential redevelopment, and wages for Peoria and Bloomington Normal workers were headed in very different directions as the pandemic hit. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The U.S. Small Business Administration is offering low-interest disaster loans for people in Woodford, Peoria, Tazewell, and other central Illinois counties whose properties sustained damage from severe storms and flash flooding on July 15th. SBA Public Affairs Specialist Ayanna Green Garrett tells WCBU's Joe Deacon who is eligible and how they can apply.
SBA offers long-term recovery assistance in the form of low-interest loans to businesses of all sizes, private nonprofit organizations, homeowners, and renters with property damaged by the disaster.
So how much can be borrowed and what can those funds be used for?
Homeowners can borrow up to $200,000 to repair their primary residence, and renters and homeowners can borrow up to $40,000 to repair and replace personal items, including automobiles. Businesses of all sizes and private nonprofit organizations can borrow up to $2 million to repair or replace damaged business assets such as buildings, inventory, furniture and fixtures, machinery and equipment. In addition, businesses that suffered economic losses due to the disaster may also be eligible for SBA economic injury disaster loans, regardless of whether they sustained physical damage. These working capital loans up to $2 million provide funds for necessary and ongoing expenses until business returns to normal.
How do residents or businesses qualify for these loans? What need do they have to show to be eligible?
An applicant must have a satisfactory credit history and show the ability to repay all loans. SBA also requires collateral for physical loss loans over $25,000 and all economic injury disaster loans over $25,000. SBA will take real estate when it is available. However, if there is a lack of collateral, SBA will not decline a loan, but will require you to pledge what is available.
What are the terms of these loans as far as interest rates and length of the loan?
We offer home loans with interest rates at 1.25%, business loans at 3%, and nonprofit organizations at 2.75%. The loan terms are up to a maximum of 30 years, and the first payment is not due until 5 months from when you sign the closing documents.
What is the process for applying for these loans, and what steps do people need to take?
Due to COVID-19 restrictions, we have coordinated a virtual disaster loan outreach center where applicants can apply online at disasterassistance.sba.gov, or they can contact our Center for 101 Assistance to speak with a representative to help guide them through the process.
What are the application deadlines for these loans?
Applicants will have until October 19, 2020 to submit their application for physical damage and May 19, 2021 for applicants applying for economic injury.
That was SBA Public Affairs Specialist Ayanna Green Garrett speaking with WCBU's Joe Deacon. She says applicants are not obligated to accept a loan if they change their minds after applying. For more details about the program, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, entrepreneur Kim Blickenstaff will address the Downtown Rotary Club of Peoria today at noon. He will share progress on his current and future projects around the city of Peoria. You can expect to find more on his talk at WCBU.org. Also, Storytime hosted by the Peoria Playhouse is happening this morning at 10. Dragon Paint with Miss Flo at the Betty Jane Brimmer Center for the Performing Arts kicks off tonight at 6:30. And the Friday Night Pops concert at Five Points Washington is happening this evening at 6:30 as well. All non-virtual events require masks and enforce social distancing. Find details at their websites. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.